Now, unless you've been, you know, living under some rocks or you might be a coalition member, you probably know that we live on an Earth with finite natural resources and we have been burning through them rather significantly and doing a lot of damage in the process. Now, the forefront of many concerns for scientists and the public is, of course, the mining industry, and we are looking for long-term alternatives. There's been some talk about the possibilities of outer space mining. It is a staple of many, many science fiction stories, but how achievable is it and how would we work? Andrew Dempster is the director of the Australian Centre for Space Engineering Research. A very good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Now, how does one actually go about mining an asteroid?
Well, the basic processes of mining in space are very similar to the way you'd go about mining terrestrially. There's a prospecting phase when you go and establish whether you've got an ore body to mine. Then you send miners, and in this case, this would all be robotic. We're talking about a fully automated system. We probably wouldn't be sending people to do this. And then the ore is processed and delivered to where you want it. And the economics of this is that you'd probably start using it in space. So you'd use the resources that you dig up to build things and create new things on, say, the moon or Mars or something like that.
So it's almost a bit like the early days of prospecting where a small kind of prospector group goes out, but then they create the infrastructure for larger groups to come through.
Yes, you see this happens quite often where in colonization, where early industries do set up the economy. So hunting, forestry, natural resources are used. Now, in space, we've really only got the mining to be doing there. And the idea would be, first, that we would probably mine something like water, turn it into hydrogen and oxygen, and you might use that for rocket fuel. That might be the first market that you establish in space. So we're looking at establishing economies where you're actually trading in space.
What sort of time frame are we talking about when you're saying establishment?
Well, it is decades. Mm. We've been looking at this for some time. I mean, we are running later in the year a forum at UNSW, the Off-Earth Mining Forum, and that's the third one we've run. And things are changing very rapidly. Luxembourg has committed to being the centre of excellence in the world on mining off the Earth.
Wow.
And the progress is quite rapid, but it needs to be because it is a long-term prospect. Now, you might think, well, that's, you know, still quite speculative, but mining companies do work in very long time frames, and they do work with very large investments. So, again, mining is a good thing to be thinking about here for establishing the economy in space because the sort of mindset is already there in the mining companies.
Now, you mentioned water as possibly the initial resource. What other sort of resources could we be looking at long term?
Well, initially, yeah, some of them are quite simple. The sort of things you might want to build on the moon, for instance, or Mars, would just be structures to protect you from the environment, so protect you from radiation and that sort of thing. And that might be just simply more like quarrying, if you like, where you're actually making bricks and that sort of thing. The type of research that people are doing is looking into things like 3D printing buildings, where you would take the material from the surface of the planet or the moon and turning that into a building using various things to sort of stick the soil together.
Now, you mentioned Luxembourg as wanting to be the centre for excellence around this. What other countries and bodies are looking towards this?
Well, the companies that have been set up to mine in space have primarily been in the US. So there's two main companies, Planetary Resources and Deep Space Industries, that are looking at mining asteroids. Some companies are interested in mining at the moon at the moment. NASA's expressed interest in this area. They sort of call it in-situ resource utilization. That's the sort of jargon word.
It's a very NASA term for it. I like that.
Yeah, so using the materials where you are to help you do what you need to do where you are.
Does that mean that we're going to be seeing this driven more by commercial private companies and governments, do you think?
Yeah, I think there's not a lot of appetite, I think, from governments in general to do this. What Luxembourg is talking about doing really is just facilitating those companies. But yeah, it'll be driven from commercial interests.
Does that mean Australia has a role to play here?
The reason we run this forum here in Australia is because we have the largest mining companies, and if the mining companies are interested in pursuing this opportunity, then we're in the right place. And like I say, the types of investment required here, the mindset is already there with those mining companies. It's still looking very high risk for them, and so they're always looking to reduce risk. And so that's really where the research is contributing at the moment, is to the reducing the risk.
Just finally, Andrew, is this inevitable, or are we still talking about speculation here?
Well, a lot of this, a lot of discussion about space and how it's developing is quite speculative. But I think that what we'll find is that there will be an economy working at least in orbit around the Earth. We are looking at vehicles to take you to space. We are looking at people who are building hotels in space, so there will be space tourism. There are developments where satellites can be refueled. So these are transactions which are actually being done in space. And that, I think, is inevitable. Whether we actually get to the point where we're mining in space, I think it's probable. It's not inevitable.
Andrew Dempster, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Andrew Dempster is the director of the Australian Centre for Space Engineering Research, looking at the possibilities of space mining, not just asteroid, but other heavenly bodies. Maybe not inevitable, but highly probable. Interesting.